Hello there.
Well, hi, Toots. What's that book you've got?
Oh, this is a book of poems.
Poems, eh? Do you like poetry?
Oh, I'm crazy about it.
Well, do you like Browning?
I don't mind it, but let's stick to poetry.
I'm quite an authority on poetry myself. As a matter of fact, I probably know more about it than you do.
Oh, is that so? Well, we'll see what you do. Let's play a little game to find out.
A game? How does it go?
Well, I'll name a subject, and you make up a poem about it. Then you name a subject, and I'll make up a poem about it.
Okay, name your subject.
Well, how about nature?
Nature? Okay, how's this? The bee's a busy little soul. He don't believe in birth control. I guess that's why in times like these, we find so many sons of bees. How do you like that one?
Not bad, but I think I can beat it.
All right, let's see you compose a poem about the Civil War.
All right, how's this? The postman came on the 1st of May. The policeman came the very next day. 9 months later, there was hell to pay. Who fired that shot? The blue or the gray?
Not bad at all, sweetie pie. Not bad at all. But I still think I've got more in the ball than you have.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's a tough one. Give me a poem about a clock.
All right. I've got a long one for you.
I'll stop bragging and start reciting.
Right. A poem about a clock. I've got it. Mary, quite contrary, swallowed a clock one day. The doctor said, take castor oil, 'twill pass the time away. Now, Mary took the oil, I fear, but the time refused to pass. So now, if you want the time, my dear, why, just look up Mary's aunt. She's got the prettiest chemliner you ever saw.
Oh, that's not so terrific.
Yeah.
I could do better than that with my legs crossed.
Yeah, that might be an improvement. But let's see what you can do with a fish.
You'd be surprised what I could do with a fish. But I suppose you'd like a poem about one.
That's right.
All right. Here you are. I wish I was a flying fish. I wish I was a bass. So I could fly over rocks and trees and slide down on my hands and knees.
You could do more than that on your hands and knees, honey. Well, come on, Dave. Give me a topic.
Well, what can you do with a movie star?
Wait till this record's finished and I'll show you.
I always think that's something to eat. But I want a poem about a movie star.
Okay, how's this? Errol Flynn came home last night, his face all wreathed in smiles, for he'd just been made ambassador to all the Virgin Isles.
Oh, that's my whole home. Great sport there.
Ah, yes, indeed. And speaking about sport, how about giving me a bit of a poem about sport?
All right. Susie went sleigh riding, the sleigh turned upside down. Little Susie started singing, my ass is in the cold, cold ground.
Well, we seem to be pretty even so far. Tell you what let's do. Let's each make up a poem about love. Now here's mine. This maid is not for me, good sir, for to me she can't be true. So I'll kiss her just once on her rosy red lip and leave her behind for you.
Well, I think I can top that. You must love while it's spring, my boy, and don't wait till the fall. For it's better to have flunked your wasserman than you were to have loved at all.